Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us, and we head back to the UK to catch up with Joe Duckworth. Joe, welcome back. Nice to touch base once again.
Nice to be back. Thanks for having me.
Joe, let's talk about swimming. You, in our first chat, you mentioned to me that the swimming is not your best of the three disciplines, and probably not your fastest either, and the one you don't like the most. You love running. Is it a case of just a necessary evil that you have to do it in order to do triathlon, or don't you really mind swimming that much?
No, I love the swim training. I have a friend, Chris, who says, he always says to me, Duckworth, you swim like an anchor. And that's, that keeps me motivated, quite honestly. So I love the training aspect of it. I love being in the pool. I think it's just one of them things, if you've never swum as a kid, I started swimming seriously in 2010. I just haven't got the flexibility, the suppleness, and I do the training in order to get out of the swim in the best possible shape that I can. So rather than not do the training, and it nearly crippled me and that affected my bike and then my run, I put the training simply to get through that swim in between an hour and an hour 6 minutes, hopefully, generally towards an hour six, in one piece, in good shape, so I can put a decent bike together. So, yeah, it is a necessary evil. It's not one that I don't dislike it. I train just to get around in one piece in the most efficient way possible for myself.
Joe, in our first chat, you told me that your sort of running was really strong and the biking was good, but you felt you needed to get a coach. Have you got a swim specific coach, or is it the one coach that helps you out across all disciplines?
Excuse me. No, I just have one coach, Ian Murphy. He's not swim specific. Sorry. So he puts me sets in there. I do drills and stuff, you know. I do a lot of research on swim moves and stuff like that. Again, going back to the first talk we had about being a bit of a bookworm, I sort of go from that. I'm never shy of asking people in the pool who are real good swimmers, you know, if they can give me an hints and tips and help out. So, yeah, he's basically a general coach, triathlon-wise, but he doesn't specifically, he's not an expert on the swimming by his own admission. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Do you swim in a squad, or do you swim training on your own?
Swim training on my own or with my friends. I don't do any masters swimming or any squad swimming. No. Just by myself and with friends.
And as far as drills and sets and that sort of thing, is it all according to your coach and what he says you do?
Yeah, it is. But I'll try and input stuff to him. If I see things, I talk to people in the pool who are actual swimmers per se, as they swim competitively. You sometimes get little gems off them, like 4100s with 10 second recovery and things like that, which are frighten you after death, but you know, they do the job. And that's where we go, really. If I've got a certain set and I'm feeling really, really jaded, then we can adjust that. So again, the coach thing's a two-way communications type of thing. You know, sometimes he tells me just to get on with it, stop being so soft. Other times, if it's genuine, he's like, yeah, we'll ease it back then and we'll try something different. So yeah, that's how we do it.
I think that says a lot about you, Joe, when you say you get little gems with other swimmers, like 4 100s with 10 second rests between. That,
yeah.
That's frightening.
Yeah, I thought so, especially when I first tried it. Yeah, the 4100 is horrific, quite honestly. It's, you know, but you hear the pros doing more. They do 10K sets and all this. I know the pros and that, but you know, if it works for them, then why not for me? And obviously I'm not swimming at anything like the pace they're swimming at, but you're just going slightly over that 3.8K and you're pushing that little bit. And if you get these wonderful finished tempo trainers under your swim cap beeping at you, you know, and you are competitive, that's another training tool to absolutely cripple yourself with, quite honestly, as I've found.
What's your favourite workout to do in the pool?
My favourite workout, we do a pyramid session of, it's my favourite one because it's obviously, it's not so much speed play, but it's variations in distance. So it's just a 400 meter easy warm up with mixed strokes. Then I'll do 400 to 600 meter drills, be it catch up, be it doggy paddles, whatever parts of the stroke we're working on. And then I'll do a 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 500, 400, 300, 200, 100 with 20 seconds rest in between. That's nice. And the aim is basically the first 100, you're supposed to swim the last 100 at the same sort of pace. So it's a bit about pacing over different distances, but also you're working hard, you know. And it takes a while. The speed I swim at, it takes a heck of a while, but Yeah, I tend to enjoy that. I enjoy the last 100 where you're trying to, you know, your first 100 time, and you know you've got to go at it to try and maintain that pace. So that's probably my favourite set.
And as far as open water goes, do you get to swim much open water where you are?
Yeah, I'm a bit soft when it comes to open water. Not soft as in, I just don't like the cold. I think I should have been born in a warmer country, really. But we have our swimming kind of up to April, May, it's freezing, quite honestly. In my world, it's freezing anyway. Some of the guys are swimming, you get on with it really well. But yeah, from May onwards, we have a couple of venues. We can swim, obviously swim at the Pennington Flash, where the UK event is, which is nice to swim on the course. We have a place called Eccleston Delph, which is an old quarry, which is nice. Really, really clear, lots of fish to look at. Yeah, so we do a bit, yeah. We try and get out twice a week if we can when the weather permits, you know.
Brilliant stuff. Joe, it's been great catching up once again. Look forward to touching base about your bike the next time we speak. But until
Fantastic.
Then, take care.
Take care, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.